WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 15 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today, a high around 49. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Topping local news, Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Medevac Ambulance were called this morning to the scene of what was termed a serious rollover accident on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. According to dispatch reports, the accident happened at around 5:45 a.m. at the 56.5-mile marker westbound, or about 1/2 mile east of the Elkhorn exit. The vehicle rolled into the north ditch. The driver was the lone occupant of that vehicle, and according to information broadcast from the scene, that person has died as a result of the crash. Additional details are currently not available. News time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
An Iowa teenager is suing his school district and several administrators because he says they didn't do enough to protect him from bullying and an assault that left him permanently disabled. The teen and his grandmother filed the lawsuit Friday in federal court in Des Moines, contending he was subjected to persistent bullying by other students at his Bedford High School. They say it culminated in last October's attack in which two students pelted him in the head with footballs, leaving him with severe brain injuries that required surgery to remove a blood clot and with permanent disabilities. The boy is no longer in the hospital. Bedford Superintendent Joe Drake said in a statement he hasn't seen the lawsuit, but that bullying isn't tolerated and all reported incidents are investigated. 16 employees of the First Whitney Bank and Trust in Atlantic braved the cold air and rode on a flatbed trailer to Robinson True Value Hardware in downtown Atlantic Monday afternoon. Their mission, to spend at least $20 given to them by their boss in an effort to promote shopping in Atlantic. Paul Goody, president of the bank, said the idea behind the cash mob, which is a twist on the impromptu flash mob, is to give his employees the cash to spend at one location any way they see fit. Goody said it's been in the works for some time now and is the first of many such events planned throughout the end of the year.
We're probably trying to plan on hitting several businesses over the year and then come to find out that maybe the Chamber was thinking about doing something similar. So we've teamed up with the Chamber, and Megan and their crew do a great job of promoting Atlantic, so it ties in with us really well. And this is the first one, and I think they've got some things planned every month here, I think all the way till Christmas. We're going to join in on a couple more of them, and then we have kind of a special deal at Christmas we're going to do on our own again once more.
The idea is also a spinoff of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's Plus 5 campaign, which encourages residents to shift 5% of their spending on outside purchases back to Atlantic. Chamber Director Megan Roberts said First Whitney Bank and Trust is a great example of local businesses striving to help each other by encouraging their employees to spend locally.
And I would challenge any other business out there to jump on board and to stick with this cash mob idea. Again, we'll be publicizing it every month. You know, this is going to be huge for our local businesses to visually give people in Atlantic something to see us acting on. You know, we talk shop local all the time, but we are actually walking out into the stores and spending $20 each or more, and I think that that is just a perfect action thing to do to kind of show people that we mean business when we're talking about shop local.
She said Goody read an article about another bank that did something similar, and other area chambers of commerce have commented on how successful the cash mob has been, so it was a natural fit for Atlantic. Roberts said a little bit of spending by employees at each business, along with residents of the community, can make a big difference in keeping Atlantic a vibrant place to live and work. Jack Jensen, owner of Robinson True Value Hardware, said having First Whitney Bank and Trust spearhead the effort is priceless.
I mean, that bank is, you know, a financial institute of Atlantic that's been here forever, so it's just a landmark. Mark, and so are the people that work there, you know. This store couldn't do without them.
He said the employees were spending more than the $20 allotted them, but the exact dollar amount was not currently available. Employees could be seen lining up at the cash register with kitchen appliances, household utensils, and spring cleanup tools and supplies. And while there were 16 employees from the bank in the store Monday afternoon, a total of 21 employees of the bank were given the cash to spend, and some had already visited the store, while others were planning on stopping in later in the week. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, authorities in Montgomery County say a traffic stop late Monday night on Highway 34 near 200th Street resulted in the arrest of a Clarinda man. 44-year-old Stephen G. Kingsolver was charged with driving while revoked after he was pulled over at around 11:25 p.m. He was also cited for failure to have insurance and operating without a registration. Kingsolver was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. And sheriff's officials in Mills County are investigating four recent incidents of theft. Three of the incidents were reported on Friday. MidAmerican Energy and Council Bluffs reported an incident of theft from their property along 250th Street in Mills County. A Hastings man reported an incident of burglary and theft from his property located along Marr Avenue. And Harley-Davidson of Pacific Junction reported an incident of theft from their property located along 190th Street in Mills County. And authorities said also that a Silver City man reported an incident of theft Sunday from his property off of 230th Street. No other details were provided. In our funeral announcements this morning, Joanne Underwood, age 82 of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. A funeral service for Joanne Underwood will be held today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Erna Paulson, age 94 of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday. Last Tuesday, a funeral service for Erna Paulson will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Wilfred Willie Bintner, age 88 of Exira, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Willie Bintner will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Gerald Mortensen, age 78 of Fargo, North Dakota, died March 19th in Florida. A memorial service for Gerald Mortensen will be held Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.